From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Pentagon says the U.S. is significantly modifying a plan for a missile defense system in Eastern Europe that has angered Russian leaders. A spokesman is quoted saying the U.S. is moving away from the idea of large, fixed installations for a defense system. The BBC's Adam Easton has more.
What we could say from the reaction from politicians this in the course of the morning is that this is no surprise. People were expecting this when the Obama administration decided to press the reset button in its relations with Moscow. And this was even when Poland agreed to host these 10 interceptor missiles in the agreement in August last year. One of its major concerns was what happens with when the next administration comes in. Will it honor this agreement?
That's the BBC's Adam Easton. The Associated Press quotes a Czech official saying President Obama has spoken with the Czech prime minister about the plan, though he provided no details. Reuters news agency quotes a senior Polish official saying there is a chance the missile defense system will not be deployed in his country. The FBI has searched an apartment in suburban Denver thought to be the recent home of a man authorities believe may be linked to Al-Qaeda. Police evacuated the building where Najibullah Zazi has been living. FBI agents would not say what they were searching for. Najibullah Zazi himself, relatives, and his attorney say he has no links to terrorism and has done nothing wrong. He is an airport shuttle driver in Denver. Reports from Somalia say two huge explosions have rocked the main base of the African Union peacekeeping contingent in the capital, Mogadishu. Several troops are said to be wounded. The explosions came a few days after a U.S.-led helicopter strike in southern Somalia on one of the region's most wanted militants. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
Witnesses in Mogadishu said two successive blasts appear to have come from missiles which exploded around the peacekeepers' base. Black smoke was reported to be rising from the location. The Islamist insurgent Al-Shabaab rebel group, which has waged war on Somalia's fragile, Western-backed government, has demanded the withdrawal of the African peacekeeping force supporting the weak interim administration. The rebels, who Washington says are linked to Al-Qaeda, want the Ugandan and Burundian soldiers who make up the 5,000-strong AU peacekeeping mission out. 2 years of bitter fighting in Somalia has left more than 18,000 civilians dead and more than 1.5 million homeless. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Al-Shabaab also wants the French government to stop supporting Somalia's government, and it's making that and other demands as conditions for the release of a French security consultant who's being held hostage. A colleague of the consultant escaped from captivity last month. We'll get a look at the housing market today as the Commerce Department releases figures on housing starts and building permits for August. This is NPR News. Folk singer Mary Travers has died. As a member of the trio Peter, Paul, and Mary, Travers was part of a folk music vanguard in the early 1960s that mixed music and politics. The 72-year-old singer died near her home in Connecticut from complications of leukemia. NPR's Felix Contreras reports.
In the 1960s, Mary Travers, Peter Yarrow, and Noel Paul Stuckey marched with civil rights activists and demonstrated against the Vietnam War. The music of Peter, Paul, and Mary became the soundtrack for an era of change.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening.
While Peter, Paul, and Mary made protest music popular, in 1986, Travers told NPR the fight against injustice was far from over.
We did not turn around prejudice in a generation. We made some good strides, I think. I know the battle for human rights is not over, and it will never be over.
Although Mary Travers was diagnosed with leukemia in 2004, Peter, Paul, and Mary continued to perform until earlier this year. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
Veteran comic character actor Henry Gibson has died at age 73 at his home in Malibu, California. He had cancer. He was known for his offbeat impressions on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In comedy show in the 1960s. Here's Gibson in a scene from Laugh-In.
Friendship by Henry Gibson. I'm very attached to my goldfish. I'd even stick up for him in a fight.
After Laugh-In, Gibson appeared in several films. Henry Gibson earned a Golden Globe for his role in the film Nashville. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.